Are doing fantastically. We've seen a 1,000% increase in them in the last 40 years.
Whoa.
And again, we could put this down to all the food we're putting out for our birds that make the wood pigeon thrive.
Really, it's as simple as that, is it? If you feed the birds in the garden, they'll be fine. Oh, she's gone.
I'm not
Emily Kench, are you there?
After saying that about wood pigeons and depressing us all.
I hope I didn't offend her. That seemed like a huge increase, doesn't it? 1,000%.
It does. But they're everywhere and they will eat just about anything. At least it looks to me as if they'll eat just about
anything. Well, I'm afraid she has gone. Anyway, that was Emily Kench while we were talking to her. And we were talking about... Oh, she's back. No, she's back. Emily, are you there?
No.
No?
No, she's not. No. I wonder whether Richard Conway's there, whether he is, because he's at Aintree, and I'm just hoping
he talk about birds
hasn't been
for a few
eaten
minutes
by a wood pigeon or something. he might be there, but I don't know, because I'm not being told of funnily.
No, you're not there. No, he's not there either. Well, we'll keep trying to get hold of Emily Kench.
All right, well, what's your view? Like, let's get...
Should we talk
really
about wood
down
pigeons?
And dirty. Yeah, what is your view of wood pigeons?
Well, I like them, actually.
They waddle.
I like the sound of them. I like the sound of them. And that 1,000% increase, I could tell you some of the other things.
Yeah, but they drive away lots of other nice birds. You see really, really nice birds like blackbirds. Well, the blackbirds seem to survive.
What's going to happen now is it's going to be you're going to show off with your rural knowledge and make me seem metropolitan...
I tell you
I've got birds in my garden.
This is a good time for birds, isn't it? Blackbirds especially. Favourite bird, Justin, favourite bird. I'll tell you what mine is, blackbird. Favourite bird?
Yeah. I quite like owls, actually. Not that we have many in South London.
You don't have
fascinating thing.
You don't have blackbirds in South London?
No, owls.
Owls! Well, no, of course you don't have owls, because, you know, owls get kind of little... Oh, look, somebody's just walked into the studio. How exciting. Would you like to talk about birds, chaps? Or you don't have to.
We could.
They look suitably bemused.
We're discussing... Well, I'm not surprised you look so... We are suitably bemused as well, because...
We still haven't found it. We're having this conversation. Can I just explain? Anyone who's turning on now and thinking...
We'll be baffled.
They've finally completely lost it, or maybe John has. We were talking to Emily Kench from the RSPB about their Big Birds project. We've been desperately trying to get back to her because she suddenly disappeared up a tree or somewhere. But sadly, we have completely failed to do that. Apparently, phones don't work either in Norwich, which seems odd. But anyway, I think we're going to have to give up.
We shall talk instead to Susie Klein and Richard Coles, because they're here now. And there's a programme called Saturday Live.
You're right.
In a short time. You've got about a seven-minute trail, if
Excellent.
That's OK with you.
Yeah. Should we just do the whole programme
just
now?
Just start the programme now, and then you can resume it at 9 o'clock.
Well, fluttering though tiny wings and tweeting from the branches of our trees this morning, we have. Oh. Actually, that sounds all wrong. We've got Ben L.